Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hello and welcome to the show, everybody. This is Wendy. I'll be your co-host tonight. We are very glad to be back live. Hey, Marla, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Wendy.
It's been a crazy day. How's your day been?
Pretty mellow until about 2 or 3 hours ago.
Well, it's so cool to be back. I just want to tell everybody, I just opened up the chat room, so if you're listening to us live, you can head on over there.
Yay.
And I am, hello, baby assistant. I hear the baby.
Yes, he's very social this evening.
Social. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I know you and I haven't talked in a while, so we have lots to catch up on tonight's show. We also welcome back one of our favorite guests, Erica, the founder and editor of GuideToMilitaryTravel.com. She will be here to talk about my favorite thing, Disney. One of my favorite things, I should say, Disney. And it's part two of her her adventure on board the Disney Dream, which is the Disney's newest, shiniest, biggest, largest cruise ship. So you guys can look forward to that and also some regular spring break or long weekend tips for fun. So you don't want to miss this show. It's going to be a lot of information, and we'll share some resources with you too. So with that said, we will get started because we have a lot to get to. And I know you and I haven't talked, so I'm like, I don't know where the time goes, right? The time goes by so fast.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple weeks.
Well, do you want to tell everybody how they can be a part of the show, and then we'll recap our weeks and figure out what we've been up to lately, and then Erica will be on board.
Sure. If you're listening to us live, please be sure to introduce yourself in our chat room, and just remember OPSEC, or operational security, when making any communication either via the phone or the chat room. We encourage you to only use your first names, no information in regards to commander unit names. If you want to hang out with us via Twitter, you can send us a tweet message at MyMilitaryLife, the @ MyMilitaryLife. Also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MyMilitaryLife, or you can always catch us here Tuesday nights, most Tuesday nights, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can listen live, or you can subscribe to us via iTunes.
Yes, subscribe to us via iTunes. Do you know when you go on iTunes, you can get every episode of our show from, like, the beginning?
I do know that because I was doing that before on my old laptop, and then when I got my new one and I set up my iTunes, it re-downloaded everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still actually trying to download all the episodes. I keep trying to tell it to stop.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so I got to tell everybody, as you caught me taking a drink of my drink. So we always tell everybody, if you're listening to us if you're in your car, it might not be as easy to do. But if you're at home, grab your favorite cold beverage or hot cocoa, whatever you like, and just relax. I mean, really, this show is all about taking a few minutes for yourself and just chatting with some girlfriends and sharing information. That's what we're all about. So as I took a drink of my drink, you got me doing that. So, all right, so what have you been up to? Got any highlights last couple weeks?
Nothing major, just trying to get through the husband was gone for a week. He had training, so he was gone. So trying to get the hang of him being gone back on, like, the funky home, gone, underway feeling is a little odd. So that's been a little crazy.
I don't think we realize everything that they do until they're gone. It seems like we do a lot, right? Like, we do it all most of the time.
You know, like, it's okay, but I hadn't realized, like, like we hadn't had that, you know, where they get ready for deployment type thing in such a long time that it's new to me because I'm not, I haven't done it with kids that are of age that understand. So it's just been kind of an adventure. You know, we've been under a whole bunch of tornado warnings, and I was driving through tornado warnings, trying to get home with three kids by myself in the car, and, you know, the sheer panic ensues of, oh, my gosh, if I have to get everybody out of their car seats and throw them into a ditch, we're going to die, you know, because I'm not going to be able to get everybody out fast enough.
Oh, my gosh, you're having, like...
It's just been, like, this huge, like, I'm so ready to move to a different place. Like, I'm almost... I would almost prefer California earthquakes versus tornadoes. But
well, you know, but with an earthquake, I mean, with a tornado, you do get a warning. So that's good.
Yeah, but unfortunately here where we're living, they do not have sirens. So we're not going to know until it's like right on top of us. And I'm like, oh, great. So, you know, I can throw the kids into the bathtub and throw a mattress on top of them and then tell the husband, you know, grab onto the toilet for dear life because that's the only way we're going to survive. But, you know, that's just because I'm petrified. Just the sheer panic of that first tornado warning that I had to, like, we were at Trev's physical therapy and you know, the sirens on the base, because the base has sirens, but we don't live on base. The sirens go off, and I rip the boys out of their car seats to get them in the building. Don't take, you know, my car keys out of the ignition. My car's still running. I, you know.
Oh my gosh. You were like in a. Oh.
It was a mess. I, like, handed the boys to this random airman standing there. I'm like, hold my sons. Ran back out to grab my car keys.
Was he, like, staying there with his arms out, like, holding this baby, like, now what?
Yeah, kind of. He was just like, okay. I'm like, I'll be right back. I'm parked right there. And so, yeah, good times. I'm so ready to move.
Well, didn't you do something fun at all, like, the last couple weeks, besides dodge tornado warnings? Are you going to tell anybody what you did? Or
what did I do?
You forgot. Didn't you go on spring break or something? Take a trip?
No,
or
we're
something?
On spring break right now.
Oh, okay. I'm like, seriously, you went somewhere. Am I wrong?
I was hoping to go on spring break back home to California.
Okay.
But unfortunately, that didn't pan out. Because the spring break that we wanted to go for to be with someone during their spring break doesn't fall until like the end of April and ours is this week. And so it just doesn't pan out. So my California trip got canceled.
Okay.
I was going to go hit Disneyland for a surprise for the kids, but that had to be canceled. So.
I see. Well, you'll be there like before you know it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's just getting there. That's going to be the hard part, getting to that day. So
I'm posting a message over on the over on Facebook now that we're on air. Okay, so, gosh, there's been so many things going on. All right, anything else? Anything else you want to highlight?
No, but apparently Travis does. No, nothing major.
That baby's getting so cute. I see him on Facebook. Okay, so let's see. Last week, let me see what I can tell you.
You were traveling all over the place.
I know. I went to. Okay, so first of all, we gotta talk about the Navy families and the military families that are in Japan right now.
Oh yeah.
And coming over to the States. I wanted to start with that, and just say that there are some phenomenal things going on to help the Japanese people in the area. I mean, the Ronald Reagan and that strike group is on site and delivering a lot of aid. And it's just the pictures and everything that's coming in, it has been just amazing to see. If you're on Facebook, you can follow Navy News or you can follow PAC Fleet for the latest. I will put out there NFAS, the Navy's Family Accountability Assessment System, something or other, is where Navy families need to go online and kind of check in and muster, so to speak, and it's navyfamily.navy.mil. That's navyfamily.navy.mil, and it's important you do that. That way, if you are not at an installation, if you're with mom and dad, if you're staying with friends or just on your own, that Big Navy can know how to contact you should they need to reach you.
Yes, and that's also, that system is how they were able to announce so quickly that all military had been present and accounted for, because everybody has to muster electronically that way. So it's not just for families, it's for the service members to be able to notify their commands should they get separated and unable to reach. So it's pretty awesome. I think it's an awesome system.
Yes, it's fabulous. So just our continued prayers and thoughts are with those affected by the earthquake, and the stories coming out are just still very incredible. And it's I know you can donate through Red Cross. If you'd like to donate to the relief efforts, you just go to Red Cross's website and make your donation. Any amount helps. You can even do it on your cell phone, too. You just go to Red Cross. .org for more information on that. All right, so.
I'm sorry.
I hear him making noises. It's funny how his noises have changed, right? It's so funny. Okay, so I'm trying to, like, multitask. Okay, so the other thing I got to tell you about is, okay, so last week I was in Boston at the DODVA Suicide Prevention Conference as part of my day job. And what I found incredible about this conference is that, first of all, it brings together all branches to come together in one place and caregivers to take care of our veterans, to talk about how we can better service our military members and veterans when it comes to stress injuries or suicide prevention. And that, there was probably over 1,000 people there, I want to say.
Wow.
There's some phenomenal things going on right now. I mean, it's really great. You can check out the Defense Center of Excellence website. You can, we'll put that up on our site for the details. But the MCPON was there, and that was nice. He's always, like, great to see. And there's about, I think about, I want to say 50, maybe 100, I don't know, it's horrible, I don't know the exact number, of Navy suicide prevention coordinators there learning, getting trained up. And one of the highlights was this Army Major General Blackledge spoke about seeking help for his stress injuries when he came back from Iraq and or Afghanistan. I was going to say motorcade, but that's like the president. But his vehicle, his Humvee, and the vehicle in front of him, they were ambushed. And they showed pictures of what happened. It's a miracle that he survived. And he really experienced, and rightly so, a tremendous amount of PTSD associated with that incident. And he talked about coming forward and seeking help and how it saved his life. And the care that he received was phenomenal. And to those that say it doesn't affect, it could affect your career by seeking help, I mean, he was selected for a second star after that. So he's just a great role model. And I think they're going to put the video on that on the website too, on the Defense Center of Excellence website, or Real Warriors website is also the other big, huge website that was being promoted during the conference, Real Warriors. So anyway, I had to update you all on that because I stayed at the Sheraton and I'm going to post my hotel room pictures online because I was on the 29th floor, which is the highest floor you can have at the Boston Sheraton.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, it was crazy. I'm like, who am I? Who is this person sitting in this room looking out? And you could, I could look out my window and see the Apple Store.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nice. But on the other piece, I got to meet Sherry Hall, and you guys are going to read about her. On. She did post a blog post for us a while back. She's an Army spouse who shares her story of her and her husband going through treatment and getting help for PTSD, and she is such an inspiration. Her name is Sherry Hall, so you guys can look forward to learning more from her. I'm hoping to get her on the show. So that's what I've been up to for the past week or so. What else was I going to say? Oh, I have one other quick thing before we start our show with Erica and talk about all things Disney. You know Tara, right? Army Wife Radio?
Mm-hmm.
And Star. Well, they have been working on a book, right? And you can actually pre-order it now. Today
is
the day. Yeah, Tara put the link up on our Facebook page. So I got to tell everybody about it. It's going to be called, let me see if I can get this right, 1001 Things to Love About Military Life. The book doesn't come out till November, but you can pre-order it on Amazon.com. We'll post the link on the show page for this episode. And, you know, Tara and Star, they've been great friends to the show, and they are just really sweet. And they're co-authors with Kathy Hightower and Holly Shears. The four of them, these four Army wives, penned this book, 1001 Things to Love About Military Life. And I think if you're a military spouse, or you should definitely pre-order it, or pre-order it also for your favorite military spouse in your life. It comes out in November, perfect for Christmas. Stocking stuffers, right? I'm always excited to see a new military spouse book on the market.
Me too.
You know? So, all right, so that's all the news I have time for now. We're already out of time. See, time goes by so fast. We'll share some more news at the end of the episode, the next episode, because the military spouse coach has something coming up we need to tell everybody about. And there's an event that's next month that I want to tell everybody about, too, that I'll be at, that hopefully they can come out for. So those two things we'll share at the end of the show. All right. Well, okay, so are you ready to talk Disney?
I am.
Me, too. I love Disney. There are few things on my favorite list that maybe only one or two things that can beat out Disney. But if I'm going to go somewhere, sign me up for Epcot, send me to France, and I'm, like, loving every minute of it. So Erica, who is the founder and editor of GuideToMilitaryTravel.com, she is back to talk about part two of her extraordinary adventure on board Disney's Dream and some other new things that she has coming up. So when we get back from the break, Erica will be joining us. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Navy Life Radio and Military Life Radio. We'll be back, everybody. Stay right there.
See that latte you have in your cup holder right now? Yeah, you see it. It's got a pretty label and a cardboard koozie thingamajig. Well, do you know that if you simply waited to drink office coffee instead, you could save hundreds of dollars a year? Dollars that could send your kids to college. Just something to think about as that liquid gold spills onto your interior at your next abrupt stop. This has been a message from Military Saves, where saving money is easy once you know where it's been going. To learn more, go to www.militarysaves.org.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA, we know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. And joining us next is the founder and editor of GuideToMilitaryTravel.com. That's Miss Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
I love the sound of the baby in the background. That's the best part. That must be Miss Marla.
Yeah, Marla, she's got her hands full. You know, that husband of hers. He can't seem to, you know, stick around. He's always running here and running there.
Yeah, well, even when they tell you they're going to be home, it's not real reliable, so I understand that. I'm very excited to be talking to you guys. I know that I left you hanging last time we did this interview. I was at the Magic Kingdom, and we were about to get on board the Disney Dream, and it just was everything we had hoped it would be, and then some. So I kept thinking, oh, I need to go back and tell the girls all about it, because I told you I would, and then, you know, things just happen. But it has been a very, very fun couple of months for us here at GuideToMilitaryTravel.com. And so we're really excited that we got to go on the Disney Dream, and my son loved it. Oh, my gosh, he loved it so much. He keeps saying, Mom, when do we get to go back on the boat?
So remind us how old he is.
He's 3 years old. My son Sam is 3, and my husband, the military couldn't spare him for a few days, and so he couldn't go. And most people know my mom lives with us, and I have two sons, a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so I look at my mom, and because, you know, it's a trip for four, and I look at my mom and say, oh, yeah, I'm so excited. You know, Ryan can't go, but, you know, me and you will take Andy and Sam, and it'll be great. And she looks at me, and she says, I'm not going if Ryan's not going. It's like, what? And she says, oh, no, am I going to be out to sea and then without, like, Ryan? I don't know. And I'm like, what, you're afraid? Like, somehow he, you know, he's your life jacket,
you're
or he makes it better?
You're at Disney. They make
I know.
It
and he's like, oh, no, no. She's like, no, because then the kids are going to run and we're not going to be able to catch them, and then they're going to go overboard. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did you go from being invited on board to all of a sudden my kids are drowning in the, you know, in the sea? I don't understand. And for her, that's like her logic. Train of thought, like that's where she went. And so she's like, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm going to stay home, and I'll go next time when Ryan goes. And I'm like, okay, because obviously with me, my kids run amok, but if Ryan was there, then everything would be perfect. So I said, well, okay, I can't handle both Sam and Andy, because a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old and just me, now that would be ambitious. So I said, there's no way I can do that, so I'm going to just take Sam, because Andy's not old enough to understand all of it anyway, you know. So, and Sam is, he was really excited. He saw a boat and knows that Dad goes on a boat, and he just thought it was the same kind of boat, and boy, was he surprised. So I ended up inviting my sister-in-law, who lives in Florida, and my mother-in-law, who lives nearby in Alabama. So they met me out in Orlando, and the four of us went on this crazy adventure together, and it was fantastic. So
I just think it's cool you went with your mom-in-law and your sister-in-law. That's like a girl's trip on steroids.
Oh, hi. Let me tell you, my sister-in-law and I get along really well. Like, we're like sisters, you know, and I never had sisters, so I'm really happy that I have three sisters-in-law, but one is younger, you know, so, like, when I got married, she was, I think, 14, and so, you know, she's always been a teenager in my mind, but I have two sisters-in-law my age and adore them. But when I came back, I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter, but I put the major reasons why, if I could go back, I shouldn't have invited my mother-in-law to come with me, and there was actually some really funny ones, because, like, she kept wishing Sam Champion. I told you guys I was really excited that he was on board.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's,
yeah. Sam Champion.
He's my secret pumpkin from ABC. Yeah, from Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Love Sam Champion.
Right.
And my mother-in-law kept saying,
Yeah,
he is. He's a military brat, son of an army. I want to say he was a colonel, and I could be promoting him, but he was a captain or a colonel or something higher up in the military. So we only found out recently
commander.
Because
he was a
or a commander. He was something up there, but you know he passed away recently, and it was when they did the tribute to him on Good Morning America when he passed away. It was when I realized I didn't know this whole time that Sam was an army brat. But anyway, so my mother-in-law kept making comments like, yeah, if only he was Al Roker, that would be more fun. No, no, that wouldn't be more fun. It's a champion for crying out loud. Or, like, we had Whoopi Goldberg on board, and we got to meet her because they make you go through a required evacuation procedure, you know, before the ship launches. So you go into your little group of 50 people, and it goes according to rooms that are right next to each other, and then you go out, and they show you where your life raft is, and this is where you meet, you know, should something happen. So I was really excited that Whoopi Goldberg was on my life raft, because I figure if they're going to be out hunting for rafts, because, of course, the first thing that comes to your mind is Titanic, right, where with flashlights they're looking for people, they are not going to stop until they find Whoopi, right? So at least we know we're going to be saved. So, but even then, my mother-in-law looks at her and says, yeah, I don't like Whoopi so much. They should have sent Elizabeth, you know, from Elizabeth from The View.
Oh,
and I'm like,
goodness.
Oh, no, girlfriend, you so did not go there, because I'm not a big fan of Elizabeth. And so just the fact that, you know, it's Whoopi Goldberg, for crying out loud. Everything, she just found something that could be better, you know, like, oh, it's too bad. It could have been Elizabeth. But yeah, it's not. So it was just little moments like that where
I gotta love moms.
You do. You've got to love moms in law, because, you know, I don't think they think of what they're saying every now and then. You know, I don't know. It really just didn't register for her that I was going around going, yes, I love Sub-Champion, I love Sub-Champion. And then for her to say, yeah, I wish it would have been Al Roker. You know, it's like, what part of that sounds right to you? You know, I just stare at her like she was off her medication or something. Like, okay, that's just weird. Anyway.
Can I just put this out there, okay? Disney owns ABC.
Exactly.
Al Roker does not work for NBC.
I had to explain that to her, because I don't know if she just thought that Disney picked these random people to put them on our boat, you know, like, oh, let's invite Sam Champion from Good Morning America. And so I told her that, and she's like, yeah, but they still could have invited Al. I was like, yeah, I guess really technically they could have, but I'll let Disney know you were disappointed, and we'll move on. You know, I'm sure they'll be fine with that. But, yeah, that's when she hit me with, but Elizabeth works for ABC, because she's on The View with Whoopi, and that would have been so much more fun. I'm like, for who, you know? So I don't know how you can get more fun from Whoopi. I mean, there should be a limit to funness, and, you know, Whoopi Goldberg's about at the peak there, so... It was some of those moments where you just shook your head and thought, thank God you gave birth to the man I love the most, because if not, I'd just throw you overboard. So,
oh my goodness. Okay, so tell us about, you're on board. Like, what are some of, like, the cool things that we need to know about if we get to go on board the Dream? Because I really, 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 really want to go.
Okay, well, a couple of things about the Dream is it spans 1,115 feet. So if you can imagine,
what
from stem to stern, it's over 1,000 feet long. That's big. I mean, I don't know how to compare it. And I wish I could tell you how many football fields that would be. That would be easier for you to understand. And I can't. I should have done that math ahead of time. But let's just say that think about it, 1,100 feet. That's a huge ship. And what's just amazing to me about the ship is it's 14 stories above the sea, and it's just majestic looking. I mean, it was in the water next to, like, another ship, and I don't know the brand, so luckily, like, I'm not putting anyone down, but there was another major cruise ship in the dock next to it, and it was like... You couldn't even compare the two. Like, you felt sorry for the little ship. It was like looking at Lightning McQueen next to Tomater, you know? You looked at the two and you thought, wow, you must feel really insecure right now, you know, next to this big majestic ship. But it's just, it's beautiful. And because it was just bigger than I imagined it. It has 1,250 staterooms, and it can hold up to 4,000 passengers. And right now, it's sailing out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, and goes and does Bahamian cruises. And so along the way, on your way to Nassau, depending on if you're going for a 3- or 5-night cruise, on your way to Nassau in the Bahamas, you stop in Disney's private island, which is Castaway Cay. And the only thing I can tell you about Disney's island is it was originally bought, I don't know how many of you remember the movie in the 80s, Splash. But this island was discovered way back then, and that's where they filmed the beach scenes in the movie Splash with Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, and so Disney later acquired the property, and the whole island is theirs. And of that island, like, they've only civilized part of it. The rest is in its natural state. And it's, like, a really small part, like, you know, of the – oh, and I wish I knew the exact numbers, but let's just say that it's 100 square miles. They've pretty much just renovated or civilized 20 of them, you know. So, I mean, the rest of it is just wilderness. It's in its natural, beautiful, beautiful state. And they've separated this island into three major beach areas, one for adults only, one for families, and then they've, you know, got this whole adventure theme where they've got Captain Jack's ship is shipwrecked there, and they've got slides that are falling into the ocean and these just amazing play structures. And then they've got where we spent most of our time was at Scuttle's Cove, and that's basically an area where all of – what's amazing about Disney is that while you're on board, they have babysitters for all your kids, you know, that you can take them either under three or over three. And the over three area is just amazing. It's like a child's dream come true. Like, they look at you and they forget you're even there. They're like, go, Mom, you know, I'm going to stay here. And these same counselors who you get very comfortable with, because every time you leave your children there, you know, your children get to know them by name, and they get to play with them, and they get very close to them. Well, these same counselors come off board the ship to take care of them on the island while you go play, or while you go get a massage,
really?
Or while you and your husband go sit on the beach. And so your children never lose that continuity of guardianship with the people that they get used to on board. So it makes it 10 times easier for them to say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to go play with Miss Jane over here, who they've been spending these, you know, 2 days on board the ship with. And then they love it because it's like an old friend, you know. So I think Disney's brilliant to do that because it makes it not so hard. Like, I'm not all of a sudden in the Bahamas and then trusting someone I've never met in a, you know, in a foreign land, basically, because you're in the Bahamas, to take care of my children. No, they brought their employees. They make their employees come off board the boat with you, and they basically just take care of your kids while you're having a good time. And there's, you can rent cabanas and get a massage by the ocean, you know, there's you can go snorkeling, you can do everything you've ever wanted to do. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. And one of the things for me that really stood out about this whole experience is that everything about it, like, not to sound trite, but it really is a dream. Like, the whole time you're sitting there going, somebody pinch me, because when I die, I want to come here, you know. I'm writing an article, and I haven't put out anything on the Disney Dream. I've been really sad about that, but as soon as I got back, I got hired by a national magazine, and I won't say who, but I got hired by a national magazine to sell them my story. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's every person's dream. You know, that's so exciting. I'm, you know, my national publication, great, yay. And so I was really thrilled about that. So as a courtesy to them, I held back my stories, you know, because usually I publish with, you know, I'm syndicated, so it goes out nationally to a lot of different websites and
right.
a lot of different people that ask for my stuff. And so I said, I'm going to hold it back because that issue was supposed to come out in April. And I said, I'll wait because, you know, April's early enough. And I got called a week before the magazine went into publication by an editor that was practically in tears. And I guess the way the world of business works, my story was buried a week before publication or going to press, even though they already had the layout done and the story done and the picture done, because when the preliminary magazine came out, I guess, and the people saw it, a fellow advertiser who was not Disney had the story buried, or they would pull their funds. And so I was really sad about that. I was like, wow, it's like the mob, you know. It's like all of a sudden I got hit in the crossfire, you know, of this company just, you know, being really intimidated, obviously, by the Disney Dream or whatever. And so my story got buried. So anyway, it's not coming out in a national magazine. So now I get to go out and share my story with everybody, which I should have done originally because they didn't ask me to hold it back. I just, out of courtesy, I said, well, I don't want everyone to read it everywhere else and then see it in the magazine and go, well, that's overkill, you know. So anyway, we're publishing. I'm doing just this big thing on it. But one of the things that I mentioned about the Dream is that it literally, it's my new happy place. It's my new favorite way to travel. I had never been on a cruise ship before. I've seen many
really?
Of them. They give us tours of them all the time. So, like, I've seen other ships, and some of my riders have been on board some of the other brands. But I myself had not gone out to sea in one. And this has become
at least... Well, you're spoiled.
I know.
This
has become my new favorite way to travel because it really was amazing in every way. And it's worth every penny that you pay for it. I know that, of course, I went on a media cruise, so I didn't have to pay for this. But I've looked because my husband has given me an incentive. I'm on this huge weight loss thing. And so I told him, when I reach my goal, you've got to give me something. You know, you've got to give me something to shoot for, that line, that finish line, you know. And he said, well, I tell you what, if you make your goal, I'll take you on board the Dream. And so since, you know, you can't turn that down, I've already been looking at
fabulous.
I know. Isn't that my husband's great? But, you know, I've been needing to do this for a long time because of health reasons and stuff like that. And so he really wanted to give me that incentive. And so I'm a Nutrisystem blogger now. I was invited by Nutrisystem to come on board with them, and they provide me the food, and I write about it, you know, if I like it or if I don't like it, that kind of thing. And so that's a new thing in my life. But
cool.
So far I've lost 25 pounds, not that we're getting off topic, but my goal is
that's
more
amazing.
Than 25 pounds. Thank you. In 7 weeks, too. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
I'm very excited about it. Thank you. And so my goal, of course, is more than 25 pounds. So when I get to my goal, my reward is going to get to go on the Dream again. This time we have to pay for it. But we're going to take the whole family, including Grandma, and she's going to get over her fear because Ryan will be with us. And we've been looking into prices. And if you think about the fact...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are there any discounts for the cruise? I mean,
there
I
are.
Saw some... Okay, good.
Yeah, no, there are. There's military discounts. You find them on our site, first of all, because Disney and I have become very close friends lately, and so they let us know as soon as something goes up. But, like, right now there's military discounts. If you're interested in going off the West Coast right now to Alaska, they just recently had the Mexican Riviera up, because the Disney Wonder, they have three ships right now in circulation, and the Wonder has come out to the West Coast to get people that are on this side, because, you know, before you'd have to go to Florida, and so now the Wonder is based out of Los Angeles. I know it's temporary, but I don't know how long that'll happen or if it's going to become permanent. It's permanent home, but it will be sailing to Alaska and to the Mexican Riviera from the West Coast, and so they have all sorts of military specials, and what they do is they put it out by dates, and so if you go to guidetomilitarytravel.com, right now on our homepage, it'll say here are the four major Disney hubs and their discounts, so the cruise line, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and then the hotels, and you click on it, and it'll take you to all the official Disney stuff that they send me that says here's a list of all the specials that we've got going on. And it really is, you know, it changes weekly, so it's something you should keep coming back and checking. But they usually offer, like they'll say, okay, right now we have availability at the end of April, and so if you sign up, we are going to give 50 rooms to the military at a discounted rate. And so as long as there's still those 50 rooms, then, you know, they have something available for the military. So, but in addition to that, there's sometimes other kinds of sales. Like right now, kids sail free to Alaska. That's their big thing. If you take,
wow.
I think that one leaves out of Seattle, and it goes from Seattle to Alaska. And for every adult that pays a full fare, then your kids go free. And that's a big thing because, like, I'm going to give you an average. From what I've seen, depending on what kind of room you want, it averages about anywhere from $800 to $1,000 per adult. But kids are anywhere between $350 and $500. Now, that sounds like a lot, but you have to remember that you're getting, you know, if it's a four-day cruise, you're getting your three nights paid for hotel, and then everything you could possibly eat under the sun is free. And I'm not just talking the boat. Like, I took money with me on the island because I'm like, well, I understand the whole boat concept of, you know, there's food everywhere you turn. And it's not even, like, cheap, and I'm not going to mention any restaurants, but there's some buffet restaurants I'm not a big fan of. But I thought it was going to be that kind of food, you know, where you go in and it's kind of like a place to chow down, you know. No, this is sit-down, gorgeous scenery. You feel like you're in a four-star restaurant. They bring you a menu, and you can just order anything you want off the menu. And then once you've eaten, a couple of the men were still hungry because, you know, gourmet food does that to you where they bring you less. They bring you a proportioned amount. They bring you, you know, it's decorated with all the great vegetables. Well, the New York man sitting next to me was like, can you bring me another one? And they're like, sure. So they brought him a second helping of steak. And everything is included in your price. And then, you know me, I'm big on Diet Coke. Wendy knows this. I have to have like 1,000. We closed down Cheesecake Factory one night when we first met, and you just keep those Diet Cokes coming. I could have an IV. Well, on the boat, I did, because they have fountains everywhere. So on every, you know, you just go and you just grab your cup and you refill your fountain, and it's just, it's spectacular.
Do
so
they,
when you're
Erica,
looking at the
they,
price, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, do they do a midnight buffet?
I don't know, like, because I didn't go to one.
Most people should do, right?
Well, but let me tell you, I know that their food service is part of that. The only thing you can't order on food service, which I thought was really funny, room service, is drinks, because they're everywhere. So they won't deliver you a Diet Coke. They'd have to
you
charge you
order
for that.
Room
which
service?
I just thought that was funny, yeah. But all the room service is free. So if you get an inkling for, let's say, oh, a ham sandwich in the middle of the night, then they bring you a ham sandwich. It's like you died and became royalty. It's really strange. It so was, excuse the pun, but to me it was the mothership calling me home. You know, it was just, this is the way Erica was meant to live, and let's just stay here and, you know, just say we went home and didn't, you know. Sam and I were looking for places to hide, seriously, because Sam loved every minute of it. And then they have these amazing Broadway plays that my mother-in-law kept saying, oh, I don't think Sammy's going to sit through that. And I'm like, I don't know. We've only taken him to one. We took him to see Peter Pan over in Orange County, and it was this big, lavish production where Peter Pan was flying all through the audience, and
it
he loved it.
It was on a 360 stage.
It was in the 360 stage. That's right.
My mom
That's
went
right.
to that.
Oh, it was amazing. And Sam was just like dumbfounded through the whole thing, going, oh my gosh, you know. So this was the same kind of thing. They have this show on board called Believe, and it is this amazing story about a little girl who believes in dreams and a father that's a realist and doesn't. And so the whole moral of the story is for the Disney characters teach the father that there is nothing more important in his life than his child, and that he'll realize it unless he starts thinking like her and believing in dreams, then he'll never really be able to be the father he's supposed to be, because that's just, it's just beautiful. Don't make me cry. But it really touched home with for me, that my husband is a quality father, not quantity father, because he's not always around, so the quantity of time is not maybe as much as most. But, man, the time he spends with my kids is quality time. You know, it's fantasy time. It's let's make believe. It's let's go ride a bike. Let me teach you how to do this, you know. And so I'm really lucky that way, that I've got a husband that's a big kid. And so the play really touched a chord with me, because I appreciate him more now, you know. But everything about it, the food, the play, you walk in and there's this grandiose chandelier that you just think, wow. The artwork moves when you get close to it, so it turns into something else, because it feels, it senses that you're near it, and so it's like it's showing you a slideshow, but not. It's still art. It's just, it's amazing. Everything about it, you look at it and you think, wow. And the great thing about the dream that Disney is an innovator in is that they decided that it's not fair for the people that normally have inside-facing rooms, because those are the cheaper rooms, you know, they're a little more affordable, that they weren't getting an ocean view. You know, you're just basically looking at I've heard at other ships that it's just a stale painting of something that's not even art, you know. So what Disney did, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but they put an interactive window that is showing a real-life feed of, it's a, you know, a porthole. It's showing a live feed of what actually is going on outside. And so it's a real-time view. They put a camera above the top of the ship, and it's a real-live view of not only the ocean, but then, of course, Disney has to put that magical touch along the way. So every now and then, as you're looking at the ocean, you see Aladdin and Jasmine fly by. So the kids were actually requesting those rooms instead of wanting the one with the balcony or the ocean view. Everyone was like, I want the view with the Aladdin, you know, and those rooms weren't, they were still working on them. So, of course, everyone on the ship, since it wasn't full, we all had out-facing rooms, but we got to see those inside-facing rooms, and let me tell you, they were spectacular. My boy was all about it, going, look, Mom, look, because the starfish from Nemo comes up and starts waving at you, you know, on the window.
Aww.
And yeah, it's just, they really found a way to make it magical.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like it's just fabulous. I would love to be able to go. I think this is so exciting. Okay, so when are you going to have your story up so we can go and check it out with all your pictures and such?
I'm going to have my story up this weekend, because that brings me to another point. Everyone's been saying, wow, Disney this, Disney that. And a lot of people, Wendy, feel like you, that Disney is their favorite place. It's just, it's a destination where if you're going to spend all that money and you're going to have to go cross country, you got to take the kids somewhere. Let's go somewhere where we can all have fun. And really, Disney really incorporates fun for everyone. I mean, they do it well, you know. And so I've told you guys before, I get hundreds of emails a day, people asking me questions about all sorts of places. But I would say that 2 out of every 3 emails are asking me a Disney question. And so it's very easy for me that, you know, when you go onto our homepage, and I just changed it recently because of spring break and some other articles we have going up. But if you would have seen my homepage a month ago, now that I have very close ties with Disney in the way that I work very closely with their media offices, they send me all these great deals that they want my people, you know, the military to know about and our families and all this. And so I put it on and I put it up, and it really, it's great because the 2 out of 3 of you are all planning Disney vacations and it's wonderful, but 1 out of the 3 of you are not. You know, you're still thinking only about Vegas, or you want to go on a Royal Caribbean cruise, not a Disney one, or you don't have kids and Disney's really not your thing. So we thought we needed to find a way to make it fair, because I have enough material, girlfriend, that I could write on Disney for, like, the rest of my life and still not have time to tell you everything.
And I would read it all. I would sit there with my popcorn going, let's see, what else is Erica telling me about if I get the insider view?
Well, and so because of that, we decided, well, everyone should have a choice. It should be that when you go on to guidedtomilitarytravel.com, you can say, oh, look, this is going on in Vegas, or, oh, look, there's this great sale in Dover, Delaware, you know, or, oh, look at what Washington, D.C. has to offer. And, of course, we have our national discounts up. But there are some people that are just, you know, focused on thinking about Anaheim or Orlando, this is what I'm doing. And so we have decided to split our website into 2. GuideToMilitaryTravel.com will always be GuideToMilitaryTravel.com, but our homepage will not have Disney information on it. What it will have is a giant button that's the only thing I haven't done is place the button because I don't know where to put it. But there will be a giant button somewhere that says
in the middle.
Right in the middle, right dead in the center with the big old Mickey Mouse. But we're going to put a big old button that says Wendy and everybody else that loves Mickey. Click here if you'd like to see the Disney edition of this website. And when you press
idea.
It, our website will transform into all everything Disney, everything from their tours, because I get a lot of questions about, hey, you know, I can't go to Disney World, but I hear that the Imagination Movers are coming to Seattle, you know. Well, yeah, that would be a great thing to do with your kids. Or, you know, I got an email the other day saying, oh, my kids love everything Disney, but I don't know what to do because I can't afford to go to Orlando or Anaheim. And I said, well, you know, they were in a city where Disney on Ice is touring. And so I said, why don't you take them there? And they send me a thank you letter after the fact. They're like, oh, my gosh, they got to see the actual Mickey Mouse, you know. And, of course,
you don't get to see when you go to Disney World or Disneyland.
Exactly, yeah. And
Mickey's
so, you know,
busy guy.
Mickey is everywhere, let me tell you. And how I had to explain to Sam that we were on Mickey's private boat, because, you know, Mickey was sailing with us, and so he wanted to know how exactly did Mickey get from California at Disneyland to Orlando and then on the ship. And so I had to explain that we were on this whirlwind traveling extravaganza with Mickey, because he's a celebrity and Sammy's his friend. And so Mickey invited us to go to Orlando, which is his country home, as everybody knows. And then from his country home, we boarded the ship at Mickey's invitation, and then Mickey came off with us, and we went back to Disney World, and Mickey was there, so obviously Mickey came off the ship, right? And then we came back home, and Mickey was at Disneyland because he's home now. My goodness, is that hard to keep up with, but, you know, a parent has to do what a parent has to do. So Sam just thinks that, you know, he and Mickey are best buds, and so he gets to do all these things with. Ironically, I just went back to Orlando, and we went to the same hotel that Disney put us up at the night before.
Oh, yeah, yes. I want to hear about this. This is the Disney social media moms thing, right?
Yes. Do you need to take a break first, though? Do you need to, like, go to commercials or something?
Take a break.
Am I talking too much? Okay.
This is what we'll do. We'll take a break because I know, like, it's so exciting talking about Disney. We just lose track of time.
Yes, we can.
All right, so up next, Erica is going to talk about her trip with the social media moms at Disney, which is a whole new thing. So she's going to share about that and her little family blog, too. So we have a lot more coming up. Don't go anywhere. Refresh your drink. We'll be right back after this break with more from Erica with GuideToMilitaryTravel.com.
We'll be right back.
Hey, bet that in your ashtray you have change collecting, perhaps for a meter or for that occasional ice cream cone. Well, do you know that if you took that same money and put it in the bank every time it collected, you could save hundreds of dollars, cash that could someday send you on your dream vacation. Now, doesn't that sound a little better than an ice cream cone? Okay, maybe not better than a mint chip, but you get the idea. This has been a message from Military Saves, where saving money is easy once you know where it's been going. To learn more, go to www.militarysaves.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. All right, Erica, tell us about Disney Social Media Moms.
Well, the Disney Social Media Moms program was, they call it a celebration, was something that started last year, and it was Disney along with, I believe it's four or five of the top mom bloggers in the nation, got together and said, we want to do something together, and we want to invite a bunch of moms that blog and that blog successfully to come out, and we really want to teach them what Disney's all about, some of our initiatives, you know, some of their initiatives, some of the stuff that they're doing, their new projects, and some new things that are happening with the park. And this is very different than, you know, when Disney, like, for instance, when we went out for the Dream, we were all media, and so we had a media briefing that night that we were at the Magic Kingdom. They closed up one of the big auditoriums, and they were able to give us a slideshow of things that were happening in the future. Well, there had never really been that kind of venue, I think, for mom bloggers or travel bloggers. And so Disney wanted to make sure, it wanted to be in the forefront of that and say, hey, let's get these moms who have this big audience and really not only teach them about Disney, but also take the opportunity to train them, to teach them so that they learn more about the blogging world and from, you know, professionals and people that do this, you know, for a living or professionally or whatever it may be. And so it started last year, and I don't know how many total moms they had last year, but this year they put it out for open calls, and you basically applied. And I know that there was, from what I hear, there was thousands of applicants, and Disney narrowed it down to about 100, 150 of us. And I never got a good number because some people said 100 and some people said 180, which, so, you know, take it somewhere in the middle.
So
there was a large group of us.
Just a small percentage of all the people that...
It was about 10% of the people that applied got selected, and so it was a huge honor for those of us that got selected. And we go out to Disney, and for a discounted rate, because there was still a fee involved, we got to stay at the Grand Floridian for 4 days, and we got tickets to the parks for our family, and then we had 2 days' worth of training. And this training included great speakers and really uplifting talks and that kind of stuff. And then during the whole thing, you know, Disney was showing us different aspects of the Disney company. And during this time, Disney also launched something that I'm very, very fond of and is going to be a big part of my life coming up here in the future, is they've launched something called the Magic of Healthy Living. And it's a new initiative that Disney's taking, and they got the Disney Channel stars involved to really teach kids how to stay healthy, how to stay active, and teach parents, educate parents in how feed their kids better food, you know, the kind of activities they can do, how to take vacations around your area, you know, and to stay outdoors and be active. And this is something that means a lot to me, and we're going to jump on this bandwagon because I've been looking for such. I know that President Clinton does a big thing with obesity in the schools, but I don't want it to get to that point. I don't want it for me to have to worry about my kids once they get to the point of, oh, now we've got to get backtrack a little bit and have them lose this weight. You know, I've got really active young babies, you know, kids that are at this, oh, they've got all the energy in the world. And so I want to learn not to have to harness that it'll hurt them in a way that, because, you know, as a mom, you think, man, they're bouncing off walls, and it would just be easier if they would just be sitting in front of the TV the way I was, you know, a lot of my life. And not because my mom was a bad mom, but because she was a single mom. And so, you know, we had less options. So one of the things that we're doing is you mentioned before, Disney taught us about all this. We had a huge press conference, and they taught us about this initiative, and they're going to be putting recipes online. You can go to family.com, Healthy Magic, Healthy Magic, yes, Healthy Magic, And if you go to family.com Healthy Magic, or if not, we'll have links on our new website on Friday. But you can go on there, and they'll have recipes. They'll have things you can cook with your kids to teach them how to appreciate vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. And they'll have tips for the picky eaters. And so this is one of the things that they taught us while we were there. And then we got to go to the closing event. They had a contest nationwide for kids to give them ideas on how to eat healthy and how to do better. And so the kids that won the essay contest got to come to this big dinner. And the dinner was amazing because everything that was served was healthy, was, you know, there was no fat, there was no artificial flavors. It was all, you know, they gave us chicken and fish without any kind of preservatives. It was all made fresh, and oh, it was just this amazing dinner. And so you looked at that table going, wow, and all of this was, you know, there's absolutely no fat in it, and it was just all healthy, and it was just a really fantastic thing. So they are launching the site, and they're going to be doing lots of things, and we're going to help them through our family blog get the word out. And I especially think it's important for families. I know my particular family, my grandmother died from complications due to obesity, and my mother struggles with it every day. And, you know, we all know that I have my own weight loss issues, and now I'm doing something about it. But more than anything, I want to break that cycle. It's time for my family to be fit and to be healthy. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm standing on my soapbox, and I don't mean to, but it's something that means a lot to me.
No, this is
and
great. And,
we're,
you know, I went
follow
to the site while we're on the phone, you know, while we're here chatting. I went to the site, and they have all kinds of things on here. They have fitness ideas, you know, ways you can eat together, make after-school snacks that are healthy and from scratch. You can actually, like, track your family's diet. I mean, they have all kinds of things on here. So I look forward to being able to cross-post some of these things on our blog.
Oh, yeah, that would be
highlight.
Fantastic.
I think it would be great.
Well, and if you're, because you have your own site and you're a blogger, Disney, there's a link on there for bloggers where they give you material you can put on your own blog, and they also give you their little icons, you know, like you can share a button so that you have it on your site, and people that are reading along say, whoa, I want to hear more about this, and instead of just having a link, it looks really colorful because they have a really cool logo, and they can just click on that little ad, and it goes straight to the Disney site that has even more information for them. So we got a couple of those on our family blog as well. Some of those ads up where I don't even consider it an ad. It's a PSA, and it's important to get out there, you know. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do Magic of Healthy Living Mondays on our website. And so I haven't figured out how to do the whole McLinky thing, but what I want to do is challenge all my fellow bloggers to write something every Monday about something they did over the weekend that really kept their kids active. You know, if you went to go fly a kite, or if you, you know, cooked together a healthy meal, or if you made a fruit salad, and then to share it with all your readers. And so it kind of starts a trend and it catches on. And so I know Monday's always Military Monday, but I figured, well, I needed something that rhymed with magic. So that, and it's easier because I usually do this kind of activity with Ryan, you know, when he's home on the weekend. So I just figured we'll do it on Mondays. We'll start this linky thing where people can come, and then that way from my site people can go everywhere and say, look, this is really something that's catching on. And it's important to, the way I see it is that it's not just important for us to teach our kids to eat healthy. I believe that as the alpha dog in my house, which I am, my pups will do anything I will do.
You
anything
are?
I
Wait
do.
A minute.
I am. No, I noticed that because, you know what, when I want donuts in the middle of the night, like when I'm craving one, I look at my kids and they go, let's go, Mom, let's go, let's do it, you know. But when I sit on the couch and snack on, you know, butter-free popcorn, they eat it with me, you know. Or if I sit down with a bag of carrots, they steal them, you know. So I know that I think health starts with me because my kids are going to follow my example. And
oh,
I know
totally
that's not always
agree.
Necessarily
yeah.
the truth, it's true because there's a lot of kids that are really picky eaters. But I once asked my doctor why I got lucky with kids that eat everything, because, like, even at this dinner, they were offering, you know, chicken nuggets to those that requested them, because some kids won't eat fish and rotisserie chicken, you know. And so
and
the kids that were going,
kid, and I'm not kidding, all he ate, there's this one kid, this horrible, I'm even saying this a lot, but it's true, literally for some reason, this poor child, he would only eat, and I am not joking, Doritos or bacon.
Oh,
and
my
his
goodness.
Parents indulged that. I'm not kidding.
Wow. My boys love bacon as much as the next person, but
like,
they also love fish as
that?
Much as the next person,
bless
you know?
Heart,
so
you know what I mean? But he just
yeah,
he probably had like a food allergy to everything else.
That's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think every once in a while they could sneak, you know, and convince him to eat other things, but primarily that's what he ate.
Yeah. Well, Disney was scrambling to find food for these kids that were at this dinner going, I'm not going to eat that, you know, because they had, like, couscous with edamame as an appetizer. My boy not only went, not only downed my edamame, but he ate everybody else's in the table. And then they gave us this little sample of tomato water, which I had never had before, and I didn't get to taste mine because Sam drank mine, and he drank four other people at our table, and it was so funny because it was in this little tiny mug that looked like a shot. So by the time Sam was done, people wanted to photograph this little kid in his little Imagination Movers costume that was sitting with a stack full of shot glasses, you know, from all this tomato water that he had drank. But I'm lucky that way. Like they said, well, isn't your boy going to ask for something else? I'm like, are you kidding me? He's finished his fish and is moving on to mine. Like, my boys like that kind of food. The spicier, the better. The more exotic, the better. It's just it all, you know. And that's one thing is that I think of children's menus as suggestions. It doesn't mean you have to order your kids the burger and the fries every time, you know. It's sometimes we do it just because it's $4.99 and it comes in a nice little package, and then it's cheaper. But I've never let that stop me from saying, well, you know what? I look at the waiter and I say, my boys want some grilled chicken with a side of carrots, and I've never, ever had a restaurant turn me down, not a sit-down restaurant, you know. And maybe that's what we need to do to encourage our kids to eat better and not just order them the chicken nuggets because it's easy. You know, all we got from Disney to this, I don't know, but I'm very proud of Disney's initiative is where I was going with that, and we're gonna follow it along with it on our family blog as well, and there'll be links to it as well on our Disney website for guidetomilitarytravel.com. So,
well, as always, you're such a wealth of knowledge. There's always
well,
lots
you.
Going on at guidetomilitarytravel.com.
I have to have wealth somehow because financially, I know I don't. So.
Well, you know, okay, so we know that on your site we can learn more about the dream. You're going to have your article up this weekend.
Yes.
You're going to have the link for discounts so we can go and figure out where we can go to get discount tickets for traveling to Disney, whether that's on board the dream or to the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And then your the family.com/health, what was it, Healthy Magic?
Healthy Magic.
Healthy Magic, family.com/healthymagic for the site that was launched at the Social Media Moms Conference on how to get your kids to eat healthy and how you can be a part of that. I think that's so cool. And then the little family blog. What's the address for Sam's blog?
My family blog is travelswithsam.com. And we launched it a couple of months ago, and so far we've been doing really well. In fact, I'm kind of jealous because it took me almost a year to get his kind of numbers that he's gotten in 2 months. And so, but, you know, blogs are just real popular, and people like how easy they are to read. And so every now and then I'm like, oh, freaking, you know. But then I'm only, you know, criticizing my own success, which is kind of funny. But no, it's because, you know, Guide to Military Travel has always been my baby, but my husband has to constantly remind me, people aren't always planning vacations. You know, you're going to have really great months when everyone's thinking of summer or when everyone's thinking of, you know, skiing in the winter or whatever it may be.
I can't wait for the
spring
weather
break.
To get warm here. I know,
oh, I know.
Right?
There's so much to do. But, you know, with blogs, it's constant. You know, there's something going on every day, every other day. And then we partner with Disney a lot for Sammy's blog because they're big fans of Sammy. And so he gets invited to all sorts of things. He got to go backstage with the Imagination Movers. And he went to the Hollywood launch of Jake and the Neverland Pirates over in Burbank. And so he gets all these little Disney fun things to do. And I think because of that. And it's so funny because he thinks he's the celebrity and that they're there to see him. So.
My kid
just has the funniest personality.
Right?
Yeah, but, you know, so anyway, so it's Travels with Sam, Travels with an S, with Sam.com, and that's our family blog, and that's where we're going to be doing the Healthy Mondays and a couple more contests coming up. And it's gotten to the point where blogs are so easy for giveaways that we've been doing most of our giveaways on the site, just because on websites they're really hard to do because you have to create a page to give something away. So it's not that just that we're trying to drive traffic to Sam's. It's not that. It's just that blogs really loan themselves for that kind of, oh, you know, enter a comment here and tell us why you want to win
it's
this.
It's so much easier.
Just
you're right.
Have to tell you that this Friday for the launch of the Disney edition of Guide to Military Travel, we are having a contest and we're giving away tickets for a family of three, and I'm sorry, I don't know why that random number of three, but that's what I have, is three tickets to Walt Disney World. And so the way I see it is, if you have a great family of four and you've got a baby that doesn't pay yet, then these tickets are for you, because there's three of them, and they're 2-day park hoppers, so you can see all the parks over a weekend. And so we're going to encourage everyone to come out to look this weekend for Freebie Friday. We do almost every weekend. We miss a couple of times because March is a busy month. But we're going to be giving away tickets to Walt Disney World. So people have to come
on
and see how they have to.
Fabulous.
End.
That's so fabulous. Okay, Marla, I feel like I've totally hogged this conversation. So do you have a question or two for Erica before we let her go?
No, I do have to say, though, that keep an eye out for those Travels with Sam giveaways, because Aiden is over the moon still about something that he won.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, and I totally didn't rig it either, because, like, I always have my husband draw the winner. You know, he does it on random.com, or, like, when we only have 10 entries, you know, I let him pick the name out of a hat. And I figure he's an officer. No one's going to question it. His integrity's intact. You know, military, we're okay. And then everybody, you know, my whole family sits around a corner. And when he pulls your name, I'm like, way to go, Marla. And he's like, you know her? And I'm like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. And he's like, okay, they might think that's rigged. I'm like, no, there's no way. Because if it was rigged, I wouldn't have rigged it, because I would have just sent it to you, you know. But we were so happy when your baby won, because I wanted him to get it, all his little pirate stuff.
He was so excited. I sent you a picture. We put up the poster. He had to put on his bandana. And actually, I have a video of him, and you can't tell, but he's saying, yo-ho-ho, let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was very excited. So
wow.
Listeners,
well, I'm really glad, and we have a lot of those coming up. There, just to give you a quick example, we're giving away a Schwinn bike on Sammy's site, because Schwinn has sponsored Sam in learning how to ride a bike. And so they mailed him a bike. We got it yesterday. We actually got it 2 weeks ago, but they delivered it to a neighbor who never brought it. So we just thought it was lost. And then the neighbor came last night at 8 o'clock at night and said, this has been sitting in my garage for 2 weeks, and I'm so sorry. But the housekeeper brought it in and then never told us it was in the garage. And so he was, like, apologizing up and down. But, yeah, so last night in the middle of the night, there we are assembling a bike. Because, of course, once a kid sees it, you can't say, no, go to bed, and then you'll see it tomorrow, you know. But Schwinn, after Sammy masters his bike and we get to chronicle all that on Travels with Sam, they're going to give away a Schwinn bike to a lucky reader or fan of the site. So that's coming up. And then also with the new launch of the Disney Edition, we have a partner, a new sponsor of our site. They're partners with us. They're a great organization. And it's a company that rents houses in Orlando. They're going to give a 2-week stay to one of our lucky readers. So a 2-week stay in a house that fits your family. So, like, if you've got a family of three, they'll fit your family. If you've got a family of five or six, they'll fit your family in one of their homes. And they're amazing. They're just absolutely amazing. Yes. And they have
rented a house before in Orlando. We've done exactly that, and it was just fabulous. And, that's a great giveaway. Good job.
I'm at the point where my family needs that, because I'm a family of five, and so hotel rooms can't hold me anymore. So we recently stayed in their homes after our time ended at the Grand Floridian. We went over to their resort, and it's Global Resort. They do great stuff for the military, and they had been inviting us forever. And so we did. We went into one of their houses, and my kids no longer wanted to go to Disney World. My son said, today, can I just stay home and enjoy the pool? Because their houses have pools in that private Florida room, you know, that screened-in porch that's fantastic. And so he did. He was in the pool most of the day, and then their garage is transformed into a game room with air hockey and foosball and a pool table. And so my kids did not want to leave the house, and it was just amazing. So they have given us 2 weeks to give to one of our readers. So this is all things coming in April, so you got to stay tuned.
That's awesome.
Hey, before I let you go, are you going to the No Blogging Conference?
I'm not this year.
Is that on your list of travel? No?
No, just because I just went cross-country, and I considered it because I thought, well, it's only one day, so if I leave the kids, I can just go by myself. Excuse me. But there's so much going on in that time for me that I don't think I'm going to make it. I kept asking online who was going, and nobody answered me. Do you know a lot of people are going, or do you think there's a lot of
I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I know... I went last year, Marla went last year, but this year she's, you know, Marla is not going. She lives, like, in the middle of the country now.
Yeah, well, I'm in San Diego, so I'm with Marla, that it's like, you know, it's
yeah.
not there. And we're PCSing at the end of the year, and it looks like we might be going East Coast. So if we do, then I want to make sure that, well, I'll just go next year because I'll be right there, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But I know I'm not planning on it this year. But I am planning on you coming to San Diego next
month.
I am.
I'm coming at the end of the month.
That's
going to
be some good
month.
Times. Yeah. No, and I've put it on my calendar, and I'm just not available to the world because Wendy's in town, and we're going to go close down Cheesecake Factory again. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
I'll be here holding on to my toilet.
Oh, no.
Or
I don't even
bathtub.
Want to know what that means. Oh, okay.
Or
are they redoing your bathroom?
Oh, no. I live in
she's
Tornado
like
Alley.
Tornado Alley, where she lives.
Oh,
she's, like,
no.
fighting tornado. Yes, it's bad.
Oh, wow.
We'll take a bite of cake, we'll pray for you.
Yeah. And I don't drink, or I'd have a toast to you, but I'll toast my Diet Coke for you anytime. Thank you guys for having me on the show, and look out for that Disney Dream article that we're finally going to get out there, and I was so excited to hear about my friends over at Army Wives Network as well, and their book. I heard that while I was holding. I was like, yay,
yes.
Star and Tar. Yeah, that's just amazing. I had no idea, and I haven't talked to them in like a month or two, but yeah, that's exciting. But you know, they publish my column as well, and
yeah.
So the Dream Story will be everywhere, so there'll be places to find it. But if not, know that with the launch this weekend.
Send it our way. So we know where we, yeah, send it, and then we'll post it or link it from our Facebook page and our site and help you get the word out on the Dream, because we love all things Disney.
I know. And one day we'll have a military blogging conference. We'll just rent the whole Dream out, and we'll do one of those mom blogging boat tours thing where we can just all go together and enjoy the Dream with our family. Wouldn't that be fun? We should talk to the mill blogging
awesome
people and tell them to have next year's conference on a boat, on the Dream. It has to be a Disney boat because you have to go to Castaway Cay. That's the whole fun. And, you know, lay on the island and pretend you're a mermaid, but that's neither here nor there. I think I shared too much. But I think I went a step too far.
Okay.
I'm like Austin Powers. How do I tell them my inner monologue stopped working because I just got over a migraine? But, yes, no, we got to do something. It would be fun.
I agree. We do. We need to put our heads together and plan something for sure.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
guys.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You're always
thank you for having me.
We always have
any
so much
time.
Fun.
You know, I love to come on and talk to you guys, and you have to come to my show too, which comes out on Mondays. And I don't even say what time because it records at 1, but everybody downloads it anyway. So on Mondays on iTunes, they can download Military Travel Talk Radio. And Marla and Wendy are both going to come co-host one of these days because I've realized talking to myself, I'm not as fun as when I'm talking to you guys. And
you
I don't have
come,
a co-host.
Right, Marla?
So I literally sit there and go, okay, that was funny, but no one's laughing because I'm here by myself. So I need a friend. So will you guys have to come co-host with me?
We'd love to.
Okay.
We'd
all right,
be
guys.
An honor.
Have a good night.
Right, Marla?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Good. I'm going to hold you to that, so you'll get emails from me soon, so you can come on for different shows.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, guys.
Have a good week.
Have a good night. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've been talking to Erica, the editor and founder of Guide to MilitaryTravel.com. You can find her over there. And also on Facebook, you can search Guide to Military Travel as well and subscribe to her page. All right. So we are almost out of time, but we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to finish wrapping up the show, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
welcome back to the show. I don't know who does that commercial, but he has a sexy voice. You can tell my husband's gone right now, right? Oh, my word. All right. Moving
on.
Before
we go, can I ask you a quick question since you're a submarine wife?
Sure, I think. Go ahead.
What's the difference between a regular sub and a fast attack sub?
You can put the little baby fast attack sub inside the regular sub.
Okay. Thank you. And that's your tip.
That's
your tip of military information.
Yeah, the Trident missile, or the Trident D5 missile carrying, you know, submarine, or the fast attack submarine. So, yeah. One is really big, has lots of space, even though it is still small, you know. But the other one is really, 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 really small. Okay, so quickly, we're running out of time. Other spring break tips we want to tell you guys, because right now is spring break time. Many of you are already on spring break. Many of you don't have your spring break till next month, right around Easter. So we've got like 5 quick tips for you, and we're going to go through them quick, and then we have a couple announcements, then we'll wrap the show. So that's what we have to do in the next segment. Okay. All right. Do you want to go first?
Spring break tips?
Yeah. Do you have your little notes or?
Yeah. Actually, this is funny because I was just looking at this, and I was looking at another website about the things to make sure you have in your bag for Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, we need to have our travel sea bag with our favorite things, medication, batteries, wipes. Never would have thought of this. Your iPod, the cord, sunscreen, extra memory card.
Oh, I love the extra memory card.
Extra pennies for those penny pressing machines.
Oh, very good.
A booklet or bag to keep those pressed pennies. Let's see.
What is it about kids and those pressed pennies? They all want one.
I know. It's so crazy.
It's crazy because they're like, yeah. Those are so good.
So, yeah, coincidentally, right when you started the segment, I was reading that. I was like, oh, I never would have thought to bring an extra memory card. I never would have thought to bring a baggie of pennies. So,
that's good. I like that. All right, so here's your next tip. Let your kids help document your trip by letting them take pictures and keep a little travel journal. It doesn't have to be perfect. That's the charm of it. You know, you get them a little composition book or however you want to do it, a little mini scrapbook, and let them write their favorite thing about the day, or they can draw a picture.
We got, when we PCS'd, not this time, but the time before, we got one of the little cheapy disposable cameras and handed it to Katrina and just let her take pictures of whatever she wanted. We got a lot of pictures of, like, the back seat of the car, but they were her pictures.
Yeah.
And so she was excited about it.
I think it's a cool idea. You're right. Not all the pictures might be of their foot or, you know,
like,
half the car seat or something, but yeah.
We did get, like, a picture of the toilet at a rest stop, and the only thing I consume is, like, the toilet, because I remember this rest stop. The water was brown in the toilet, and that was, like, clean toilet, not, like, somebody had already used it. And so I don't know if I took the picture thinking it was funny or she took it, but we have a picture of the toilet. So.
I love that. So, well, now you have it, your little scrapbook.
Yep.
Okay. All right. You're next.
You need to be flexible. Remember, when traveling and on vacation, you can never go according to plan. Life is what happens when you start to make plans.
That's right. And that's so true. Can't schedule every minute. Okay, gather all the facts about where you want to go, all the must-see things that are in the area. You know, do your homework because you don't want to, like, miss something that's really important later and then go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we didn't do that. So gather all the facts, all the important things that you need to know about your destination, and then make a plan. And when you do this, it'll lessen your worry about what to expect while you're on your vacation. And not that you have to actually plan every minute. It's just that you won't have to wonder, like, what are you going to do next? And then find yourself trying to rush around at the last minute. Don't forget to plan time to just relax.
Yes. Absolutely. I tend to overplan our vacations and then end up needing a vacation from the vacation.
See, I used to be that way, and then I kind of went to the opposite end where I'm just now so flexible that I plan less and less. But then what happens is there's certain things that I miss because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize we could do that. And then I kind of stress out trying to figure out how we could do that then. And so that tip is really for me to learn from that because I take the be flexible part, like, to the extreme many times. And I'm like, oh, man, we really should have planned to do that. And I just keep thinking, oh, we'll just go back. But sometimes you can't go back. Or if you do go back, it's like 2 years later. So, yeah, definitely. All right, you're next.
And don't forget to pack your swimsuits. As a matter of fact, this happened to us this last weekend. We were in New Orleans visiting some family friends, and it was warm, and we didn't have swimsuits. Thankfully, I could run to Walmart and grab a couple. But don't forget to pack those. Even if you don't think you're going to need them, take them along. You just never know.
That's right. Don't forget to pack the swimsuits. Okay, so a couple announcements before we wrap up the show. I want to tell you, Krista, the military spouse coach, is having her free teleclass, for military spouses this Thursday. To sign up, just visit her on Facebook. You just search military spouse coach. You can tell her we sent you. And that's this Thursday. The other thing I was going to tell you about is we have lots of things going on. Okay, the Mill Blogging Conference that you heard me talk about with Erica is coming up in D.C. It's April 29th is the dinner, and the actual day of panel discussions and meetings and all that is the 29th of April. Is the 30th of April, sorry. I know, wasn't it so much fun last year?
It was, and I'm sad I'm not going to be able to go.
It was really cool. It was my first time. If you don't know what the Mill Blogging Conference is, you can go to millblogging.com. And when you get there, it really is a clearinghouse of all kinds of military blogs written by active duty people, retirees, and military spouses from all branches. There's single, just individual bloggers, and there's also group blogs that you can find. There's blogs that people are writing from Afghanistan and Iraq. There's a new one written by an airman who's living in Japan, talking about, you know, everything that's going on there. Whatever your interest is, you can find people blogging about on mailblogging.com. So we're hoping to get JP on the show in the next week or so. That's the founder of mailblogging.com, to talk about what we can expect at the conference. But if you're in the area of D.C. or you are a diehard blogger, I invite you to register now. The hotel room block, they're saying, is already full, but the hotel is still selling rooms at the discounted rate. And you can check it out at mailblogging.com. All right, so another quick thing. At the end of April, I'll be in San Diego the week of April 26th. April 28th. Part of my day job was helping to organize or plan a family track for the Navy and Marine Corps Combat and Operational Stress Control Conference, which will be at the Town and Country Resort in San Diego on April 28th. If you're in San Diego and you're a spouse, come out on that day. You can register for the conference. You can come the whole time, or you can just come on the 28th. But the 28th is the day that Molly Gross will be on the program. Tentatively, I have to say, tentatively. Should have confirmation on that soon, but it's tentatively. And then Kathy Hightower. Love Kathy Hightower.
And our friend Jake Rademacher will be doing an evening with Jake Rademacher, just like you did last year at the Mail Blogging Conference on the 26th of April. So I can finally announce it because I just put the agenda up on the website today. And there's lots more going on during that week, but those are just the top three highlights that I had to just put out there. So if you're in San Diego, please come out. Register for the conference.
I wish I could be there.
I know. I wish you were already there. You could come and we could hang out. Kathy's program is just going to be fabulous. It's a two-hour session. Kathy Hightower, co-author with Holly Shear of Help I'm a Military Spouse, I Get a Life Too. We've talked about that book I don't know how many times. They've been on the show I don't know how many times. So, and Jake Rademacher, director of Brothers at War, is doing his director's cut interview the night of the 26th. Plus the Paralympics are doing something. There are sessions for family members all of the 4 days of the or 3 days of the conference. So I invite anybody who's in the San Diego area to log on to. It's NCCOSC, stands for nccosc.navy.mil. It's nccosc.navy.mil. We'll post the link also on our Facebook page. All right, that's all I got. You got anything?
I don't. Nothing exciting like you have.
Are you watching Army Wives?
I am. Do we really want to talk about it?
I know we only have a couple minutes. We are going to bring somebody on from Army Wives before the end of the show. We promised ourselves we would do this.
Were you devastated?
We love that Sally Pressman. You know, call me jaded, but I kind of thought, well, we knew somebody was going to die, right? Because all the previews. I thought somebody would die the first episode. And I'm thinking, who's it going to be? I actually thought it might have been Chase. And in the end, I was like, you know what? It's going to be the little one, the young one. So I was very sad.
If you've read the book by Tanya Bianc, you kind of see it coming because of the way that some of the stories kind of do follow her book.
Mm-hmm.
Even just the most minute way, I saw it coming. I knew Jeremy was going to be killed. I expected it last season, but I wasn't surprised when they showed the trailer. Like, I just knew. And my husband was, like, throwing pillows at me. He's like, don't say it.
Oh, you know. So far, I'm watching it. I'm watching it every episode. I haven't missed an episode yet. I can't watch that coming home thing, though. No, I haven't watched that. Not watching it.
I've watched it. I watch it and I cry, and I watch it with Katrina and we cry. But I cry.
I'm sure I'll watch it in the reruns, but I can only handle so much crying.
I love the feeling of a homecoming. Like that's.
Oh.
And so that's why I cry, because I know how good that feels, you know?
Yes.
So. But. I still
All
think
right.
it's going to go bad at some point.
Well, we'll be talking more about the season of Army Wives. I did hear from Tanya Bianc, and she's going to come on the show. So
Yay!
She hasn't been on in a while, so we're going to have her, and then we'll have a couple other cast members by the end of the season, so you guys can look forward to that. All right, so if you have a topic or guest you'd like to discuss in the show, you can always email us. You can email Marla@mymilitarylife.com or me at Wendy@mymilitarylife.com. We have even more good news that will be announced. I'm on like a gag order until the 1st of April, but I'll call you on the 1st, Marla, and give you kind of a cool little tidbit of news. And then later in the month of April, we have some more cool stuff coming up. We have a lot of good things coming. So if you're a new-time listener, you've come at a great time. If you're an old-time listener, if you're a fan, you know, just a regular, we're so happy to have you listening to our show every week. We really, it's a privilege, you know, to hang out with you. So we hope that you know that. We hope you send us your show ideas and your feedback because we want to hear it. Right, Marla?
Absolutely.
We like hearing from our listeners. All right. Any other final thoughts before we do the disclaimer?
Nope. I hope everyone has an awesome week.
I know, right? Everybody have a great, great week. Watch American Idol. I'll be watching. I think the boys are all good. They're all my favorites.
I haven't been watching. I've been trying, but I get distracted.
It's actually really good this season. I don't watch every season, but I've been watching it. Okay, all right, we're about out of time. All right, you want to do our disclaimer?
I sure will. Our disclaimer is that we are not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are that of our co-hosts and guests and do not reflect any official Navy or DOD policy. Any advice we give is strictly the views of the co-hosts and or our individual guests. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our show. We'd love to have you guys join us and visit us online at mymilitarylife.com for archived shows, showtimes, and upcoming guest information.
All right. Good night. Thanks, Marla.
Thanks, Wendy. You have a great night.
You too. Good night, everybody.
I do. And when I close my eyes.